Good afternoon. This is James Franklin at the National Hurricane Center with the 1 p.m. update on Hurricane Irene. Irene is a very dangerous Category 3 hurricane moving through the northwestern Bahamas with maximum sustained winds of 115 miles per hour. It's moving to the north-northwest right now, but what we expect over the next day or so is for it to turn more to the north and then begin to head towards the North Carolina Outer Banks, maintaining its status as a major hurricane, a Category 3 hurricane. A hurricane watch is in effect for much of the North Carolina coast right now, and we expect hurricane warnings to be issued for a portion of that area later this afternoon, with tropical storm conditions arriving in the area by late tomorrow. Then Irene is expected to pass North Carolina on Saturday, and then on Sunday move very close to the coastline of the mid-Atlantic states, and then by Monday be into New England. Even though Irene is expected to weaken somewhat after it passes the Carolinas, it's a very large hurricane. It's not going to weaken very rapidly, and its effects are going to be felt along a very wide area. The entire East Coast of the United States will feel significant impacts from Irene, ranging from wind, hurricane force winds, strong storm surges, and rainfall. It's a little early to pinpoint exactly quantitatively what those impacts are going to be. We'll be able to do that as we get a little closer into tomorrow and into Saturday. But all residents from the Carolinas northward through New England should be following the advice of their local officials with respect to preparedness actions and in case evacuations are ordered. This has been James Franklin at the National Hurricane Center with the 1 p.m. update on Hurricane Irene.